are listening to the Sage Advice Podcast. The Sage Advice Podcast.
Welcome to the Sage Advice Podcast. You're listening to the Ask Sage Advice series. And today's question comes in from Mrs. D. She says that it's become difficult every day for her to protect her children from the outbursts and abuses of a husband who just cannot control his drinking and his unruly behavior thereafter. It's having an impact on her children's personality. How can she protect her children? This particular question has been taken up by our expert panel counselor, Seher Sheikh. So I'd like to get straight to the answer she has for Mrs. D. Seher feels that an alcoholic father or a parent can actually create an extremely fearful environment in the family, in the household. He may have extreme bouts of anger, panic, be extremely irritable, be abusive, verbally and physically also. Now, the priorities of a person who's under the influence of alcohol are mostly around their drinks. The urge, the uncontrollable behavior are an obvious fallout. Children or the life partner may be vulnerable to the fear, anxiety, depression, or even the attacks and the physical assaults of this person. In your situation, Mrs. D, emotional health can be terribly shaken and rattled, and which can lead to physical health problems as well, and alterations in thinking capabilities. Children remain impressionable and vulnerable. Their emotional health may be terribly shaken as well, and it can result in mistrust, low esteem, low self-confidence, inferiority complex, emotional insecurity, broken relationships, loneliness, social stigma, low focus and attention in academics, hampered finances. Continuously staying in a situation where there's a lot of conflict in the family, the hatred towards an alcoholic parent cannot be ruled out. The self-blame. And Seher offers solutions as to what can be done. First of all, never ignore such a situation, Misty. Create a loving and caring environment and atmosphere at home. Build a sense of trust in your children. Take time outs from that particular environment. Go for a stroll, join yoga, do some painting. Children should be counseled by someone other than the parent or a mental health professional if required, putting plain facts and realities in the right context. And it should not be about self-blame. That's what you need to protect children from. Children should be clearly explained over and over again that alcoholism is a disease. It's a condition which needs to be treated, and it needs to be separated from the identity of the parent and the individual. So, with their support and affection towards the alcoholic parent, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. The other parent, in this case Mrs. D, should make sure that the communication between the children and the alcoholic parent is open and full of care, and not just strained or suppressed and tense all the time. Children should be counseled not to blame the alcoholic parent for any kind of distress. Rather, you should be supportive towards them, help that person, and in this case, with your help, Mrs. D, and a mental health professional, the situation can be turned around. Seher also suggests that referring this patient to a de-addiction center or a rehabilitation facility according to the need of the hour would be a good option. Victim partner and children should take professional mental health support to vent out and find the right options to work on further. The alcoholic partner, along with the de-addiction program, should also go in for counseling sessions to stop any kind of destructive or violent behavior. Family therapy and counseling sessions are also being recommended by Seher. So, there are ways, Mrs. D, that the situation can be salvaged, and you and your children can apply any of these constructive suggestions offered by Seher Sheikh to turn things around. Please remember, if you're looking for any kind of help and support, Sage Advice is always there. Our expert panel counselors will be more than happy to reach out to you and help. Just log on to our site, sageadvice.in, and we hope that the situation improves soon and quickly. If you have a question as well, please go ahead. Sage Advice is taking all your questions and offering some constructive suggestions and ideas to improve the situation. If you're feeling stuck, if there's something that's holding you back, if your relationship is suffering, if there's any career-related confusion, just feel free to ask. Log on to our portal, sageadvice.in, sageadvice.in. And of course, you can get in touch on our WhatsApp hotline to send us your question, and maybe we'll be able to answer that for you. 8284-800-259. I'll repeat that for you. 8284-800-259. Remember, we are there to help you build a better life. So keep tuning into our podcast, and we'll keep coming up with this Ask Sage Advice series next episode very soon.
You are listening to the Sage Advice Podcast. The Sage Advice Podcast.